People sometimes, if they cannot get the luxuries that they are aiming for, they become depressed. But that was a luxury. You wanted something that was not a necessity. When Allah says, we will provide for you, He will provide for your necessity. Beyond that, He did not guarantee it. Do you know, if wealth and material items were the most important thing, and they were the sign of success of a human being on earth, Allah would have given it firstly to His messengers. Firstly, He would have given it to His messengers. Right at the top, Muhammad, peace be upon him, go study his life. He had so many opportunities to be the richest and the wealthiest. From the very beginning, when the people of Quraysh came to him and told him, we will give you whatever you want to quit what you are saying and doing. He said, no, no. No matter what you give me, what I'm doing is never going to be stopped. So he had an opportunity to be wealthy. He had an opportunity to be the leader. He had an opportunity to get everything. He didn't compromise the truth. They then threatened him. They threatened him and they fulfilled some of those threats. He didn't give up. Look at the Prophet Jacob, may peace be upon him, Yaqub alayhi salam. He kept on saying something that I want you to learn so that you can navigate through your difficulty with the same prayer. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ He kept on saying this. I know from Allah something you guys don't know. What was it? It's the promise of Allah that you do good, you will get good. You strive, you will see the result. Allah has promised not just him, but all of us. So you need to know Allah's promise is the truth. What's the worst thing that could happen? The worst thing that could happen is not actually that worse. I go back to Allah. Wow. The same Allah I'm calling out to, now I have a chance to go right to Him. Subhanallah. So, أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Look at the faith, the conviction. You might argue that that's a prophet of Allah. Yes, it's true, but we are not prophets of Allah. Yet, when we derive a lesson from what they went through, we will achieve comfort. Keep reminding yourself, a better day is going to come. Goodness is going to come. Let me do what Allah has given me the capacity to do, and inshallah the rest is in the hands of Allah. I'm going to leave it to Him. He will do better for me.